Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team of Prudential Now Realty, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact myself, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank our hosts and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. And, John, how have things been with you?
Well, keeping busy, continuing the saga of the pool.
Well, and with this weather popping up, you're probably starting to get pretty anxious.
Well, it's supposed to hit 74 today. We were, pushing 68 on Thursday, and on Friday we hit like 70 and supposed to
it's
be...
It's been just fabulous. It's nice to go back to short sleeves and enjoy some of these Tri-City evenings that we're starting to get again.
Absolutely, and I would imagine that that's going to make it even better. I'm sure we'll probably get to this, but... People like looking at houses when the weather's nicer.
I tell you what, and so do
I. Let's go on the blizzard.
So do I. I was showing houses Wednesday night to a couple, and I just said, and in the past, we've been getting to the point where you run in the house for the heat, and this way I was like, gosh, do you guys want to see two or three more while we're out here in the neighborhood?
Let's look.
And so anyway, it's been great. Everybody's in a better mood about that, and so... It's just made things really going strong right now. I mean, we've had three or four folks finishing up with the tax credits. We wrote one up last night. We've got a couple more folks coming in this weekend that we're looking at. And so just trying to really, anybody that is looking to utilize that $8,000 tax credit, we're really just trying to finish off the month. And if there's anybody out there left that thinks they're trying to get into a home and hasn't found that exact right one, please give us a call and we can do our best to try to help you out there.
So. Absolutely. Now, we're going to be talking to, as we mentioned last week, we're going to be talking to some folks that are not from the Tri-Cities.
Exactly. This is the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update, but one thing that I've always talked about is I think having perspective of how good our market is or may not be. I mean, everybody in the national media tells us it's number one or two. So part of knowing what we have here, I thought would be good to do a comparison with some of the top agents from around the country. What other markets exactly is happening in those markets right now? And then it kind of educates us a little bit about what people are saying on the ground in other markets. And, for a little bit of entertainment value, gives us some perspective to what maybe the rest of the country is going through right now.
And just to let us know, there are other markets besides the Tri-Cities that are doing pretty well.
That's exactly right. And I reckon as we go through a couple of our guests and talk to a few people today, I think we'll see that. So I'm really excited. We've got some calls lined up and got some people that are going to be calling in and joining us. And I think it's going to be really interesting to hear from some folks in some different markets. And we can just kind of pick their brain a little bit, and then that will help us know, a little bit about, I think, when you have something to compare to and a benchmark to look at, it's really interesting. You can start to decide, maybe make some decisions here locally. So,
and I believe that is going to be our first guest, and good morning. Welcome to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Would this happen to be Brian?
Hey, Brian, welcome to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We appreciate you taking some time to call in. As I was just finishing telling the listeners, is we are comparing our market to some other markets around the country. And just to give people some perspective about what else is out there, but I do believe we might have gone outside of the country for this one, which would be interesting. Brian, why don't you tell us where you're calling in from?
I'm calling from Calgary, Alberta.
Well, fabulous. Well, welcome. So tell us, for some perspective, one thing we want to see is we're experiencing one of the best markets in the country right now down here in the U.S. Tell everybody a little bit about what markets locally do you serve there?
Well, I serve Calgary here. Our population base is a million people.
Okay, a million people. And what is the biggest change that you've seen in your market, say, over the last 2 years? Has anything changed, or what's going on up there?
Yeah, there's been huge changes. I think we follow kind of the U.S. market. Now, I know every market's different, but we're sort of seem to be lag about 2 years behind what happens in the U.S. So in 2007, I was personally, like many other Canadians, buying investment properties like crazy, and the lenders were lending money like crazy, just like anyone could get a mortgage, just about. Although there are only apparently about 2% of the mortgages in Canada in 2007 were from those B and C type lenders.
Okay.
So what happened then in 2007, that was the very peak of our market, so our prices went way up in 2007. And now today, actually I guess over 2008 and starting into 2009, they dropped about 30% in the city of Calgary. And now I'm seeing our markets really increasing, and we're in some neighborhoods we're back up to peak levels in 2007, and certainly we're in most neighborhoods we're, you know, down about 10% to 15% from peak levels.
Well, that's really interesting that some areas have made such a change back. That kind of, and sounds like you're not too far off, I mean, from those 07 levels. So that kind of leads me into my next question is, up there in Calgary, where do you see the market headed for you in the next year?
In the next year, I think that well currently our interest rates are playing a big factor. There's all kinds of stuff going on. Our prime interest rate right now is 2.25%.
Wow!
And
wow! That is a big difference.
Yeah, and now people, there's been mortgages recently where people can get like prime less 0.8%, and so some people are carrying mortgages like 1.6, that kind of thing. Some lucky folks. Effective on April 19th is the mortgage rules are changing. Mortgage rates are going up, and they're also they're tightening up the rules. So now a first time buyer has to qualify based on a 5-year rate. Even though, they can go variable, or they can go 1 year or 3 year, and of course those rates are much, much lower than the 5-year rate. So they're cutting back there, so that's going to slow down the market probably, as well as the rules are changing strongly for investors. They're not going to make it so easy to qualify for mortgages, and they're going to try and cut out a lot of the speculators.
Well, that's interesting. So that does sound correct. I mean, that does sound like you guys have followed the trends, about a year or two behind us, because we were going about a year ago, we were going through that same process here where the down payment amounts were increasing, the second mortgages were going away. So it sounds like you guys are kind of going along the same trends that we are. Now, you said something about a 5-year rate. Now, do you guys lock in like 20 or 30 year loans like we do here, or can you get longer than the 5-year rate in Canada?
It's almost unheard of. I've heard of people getting and I've heard 10 years advertised, but nothing longer than that. So 5 years is kind of a long year to lock in. And 10 years possible, but I haven't heard much longer than that.
So then they're readjusting at the end of that 5-year period, the mortgages are?
I don't know what you mean by readjusting. Your mortgage is up for renewal.
Oh.
And then you renew it either with that same lender at whatever the posted interest rates are at the time, or with a different bank.
Very interesting. Huge, huge difference from the lending down here in the U.S.
Wow.
So that is very interesting. What is, just so we kind of have a perspective here, what's kind of the average price in Calgary right now?
Actually, I got the stats right here in front of me, and last month, I heard in the news today that the average price of a single-family home was $450,000.
Wow. So it's up there in Calgary for sure. That definitely is a larger difference than us for sure.
Yeah, and at the peak of the market in July 2007, the house price got as high as $505,000.
Wow.
And that particular month, there was a lot of properties sold well above $1 million, which brought that number like crazy high. So.
Definitely. How about inventory? Do you know how many months of inventory, what kind of supply you guys have right now?
Right now, there are 4,300 single-family homes on the market.
Okay.
And as I struggle with my numbers here to see how many sold last month, sales to inventory. Okay, how many did we sell last month?
He's searching, folks. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm putting him on the spot here.
That's right. Okay, let's see. I don't know if I'm going to get that for you
right
away.
That's just fine.
I'm still digging.
I will let you get it to me off the air or shoot me an email, and I can let the listeners know. Brian, as we kind of wrap up here with our segment here, tell me if people are headed up to Calgary or knows people looking for property up there. I mean, you never know. The world continues to get smaller. How could people get a hold of you? Is there a website they can go to, or how can people get a hold of you?
Well, again, Lance, my name's Brian Howard, and that's B-R-Y-O-N, Howard, in Calgary, Alberta. And, you know, Google, that'll just find me. But then if you want to get a little more sophisticated, you can go to thehowardteam.net. That's N-E-T.net, The Howard Team. Or you could even Facebook me. I like Facebook. I'm Brian, B-R-Y-O-N, dot Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D.
Well, that sounds great. Well, Brian, we sure appreciate you calling in. We appreciate you taking the time out of your day to give us and our listeners down here in the States a little education about your market. So I wish you the best and have a great day. And thanks for calling in, sir.
You know, Lance, I really appreciate the time, too, and I do have that number for you. So, again, we have just over 4,000 homes on the market, and there's 1,400 sold last month. So we're looking at a little less than a three-month inventory here.
You guys are rocking. Well, you better get out there and sell then, because it sounds like it's busy.
Thank you, Lance. Have a great day, and look forward to seeing you again soon.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Thank you very much, Brian Howard, Calgary, Alberta. And I think we've got our next guest here on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Oh, we'll see if we can catch up with him there. Oh, I think we're going to grab him back here in just a moment. Interesting note, by the way, a sidebar issue, the Calgary Hitmen are in the WHL playoffs.
Oh.
So are the Tri-City Americans. Yeah, the Americans are taking on Vancouver in the Western Conference Final, and the Calgary Hitmen are taking on the Brandon Wheat Kings in the Eastern Conference Final.
So
Calgary and Edmonton and Vancouver are the three cities that have both an NHL and a WHL franchise.
Okay, so we could be potentially what you're telling me
potentially.
There.
Potentially.
Is we could be coming a little closer to home with Calgary than we thought there.
Yes, if the Americans can get by a very tough Vancouver team, then we would face the winner of the Calgary-Brandon series for the WHL title.
Oh, wow.
But that's
okay.
A ways off. That's two series away, so...
Gotcha. Okay.
Very interesting.
Very interesting that's who we ended up with on the phone there from Canada. And very interesting, too, to get a little perspective on lending there, how they are only locking rates for 5 years, which, you know, is kind of unheard of. I mean, those are adjustable rate mortgages that got us into trouble down here. And
absolutely.
It's interesting that that's a standard for them.
And good morning and welcome to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Updates. And would this happen to be Richard?
Actually, no, it's Kurt Stinson.
Kurt, All right, one of a number of our guests checking in from Tucson, Arizona, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Kurt, we appreciate you calling. We just talked with an agent up in Calgary, and it was very interesting there to hear some perspective on some of the real estate going on up there. So we're kind of taking a little trip to some different markets today. We've had it very, very good up here in the Tri-Cities. Most of the national media is heralding us as the first or second best market in the nation right now. So to get a little perspective, we wanted to talk to some agents in some other markets. What is happening down in Tucson, Arizona? We hear Phoenix talked about a lot. Does that spill over to your market?
Yeah, basically it is very similar. What is happening is that we are we track Vegas, then Phoenix about 6 months after that, and then Tucson about 6 months after Phoenix. Luckily, we did not get the big, huge run-up and then the huge collapse that Phoenix and Vegas saw, but we are still off about 38%. So if you bought a house in 05, 06, you're down probably 38% from the peak. So, yeah, it's been very interesting. What's nice is that we're starting to see a stabilization. As many foreclosures that are coming onto the market are selling each month. So we do feel like if we're not at the bottom, we're really close to the bottom.
So
it'll be interesting when the tax credit runs out to see what happens.
So maybe unlike some other ones, you're starting to see these foreclosures move again. So instead of, you know, hundreds if not thousands of properties on the market that aren't moving, even though there are foreclosures, people are starting to pick them up and you're starting to turn the wheels of momentum a little bit.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we, for example, I was just on Fannie Mae's website. Fannie Mae has 450 homes in Tucson that they own, mm-hmm. but they have... they also have about 300 to 400 pendings. So, yeah, there's 400 homes that the Fannie Mae owns, but they are selling that quick too. So, it's we're now can breathe a little bit because we weren't sure when the bottom was going to hit.
So,
what's exciting about the Tri-Cities is if the Tri-Cities is appreciating in value, and the rest of the country's the rest of the country seems like it's hit bottom, I would say the Tri-Cities is going to be great.
Well, Kurt, we appreciate that analysis of the Tri-Cities market, and even though things have been down a little bit, it sounds like they are rebounding down there in the Tucson area. Talking with Kurt Stinson, one of our, I guess you could call them, visiting real estate professionals here on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're going to take a quick break. We will be back and checking in with other folks from points far abroad and around the region and around the country as we get a perspective on the Tri-Cities real estate market here on News Talk 870. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking with some of the top agents from around the country and some other markets. We've had some great perspectives so far this morning, even going a little bit outside the country and talking with Calgary up there. Some very interesting things that came up about of that. I mean,
those interest rates, unbelievable, but then again, you can only lock them in for 5, maybe 10 years.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, crazy rates, but yeah, only being able to lock in for about 5 years, and he was acting like that was at the max that he was seeing. So,
yeah, but with those interest rates, you started drawing little maple leaves on your notes here.
I mean, yeah, I think he was saying stuff like one and three quarters and the low twos, and I mean, it was just crazy, but it did sound like all of that was changing. So we've been talking with the agents from around the country. Basically, what we're trying to do is just give folks here locally some perspective on how great our market's been, but also compare it to what potentially could be happening in the rest of the country. So, you know, it's always interesting to measure up to some other markets, see what's really happening on the ground, and kind of compare that to what's happening here versus what the media might be telling us is happening in those other markets. So.
And a good example of that, excuse me, would be Kurt from Tucson, where, yes, they did get hammered pretty hard.
Yeah, I mean, he was talking numbers down of 40%. So,
but they're starting to turn around, and they expect it to uptick a couple percentage points this year.
Definitely. Very interesting to hear that. So it's also interesting, too, you know, I guess it's always good to be prepared with challenges that people could be facing. We don't do a lot of the short sales and foreclosures here, but we are doing some of those. And so for, you know, basically things that can come up like medical reasons or job loss are the big ones that we see, or divorces, that type of stuff. So in those instances, it is good to know that nationally, because of the crisis that's happened, they're taking steps to make sure that we have a process that moves quicker than it has in the past. Because in the past, we've been looking at foreclosures and short sales taking unheard of, like 3 to 4 months to process, where the new guidelines and the new regulations are focusing closer to trying to get those done within 30 days, which would be reasonable. So,
because then the money gets back to the banks, they don't get hung out to dry credit-wise, and it keeps the system moving without them, you know, taking a huge loss.
Exactly, and we're actually preventing those foreclosures based upon that fact, as the buyer's going away, getting tired of waiting, and then not being able to jam it out before the foreclosure actually happens. So,
and I would imagine that fatigue is something that plays a part in that. If somebody has a deal and they go, okay, I want to move on this, and then it takes a month and 2 months, and pretty soon they start to lose interest.
That's exactly right. And lately, a lot of folks have been dealing with the tax credit deadlines and other deadlines that come up with their financing and those type of issues. So because of that, they are... you know, they are going and tightening that up, because if they can't make those deadlines, you know, there's no way that they can do it. A little bit closer to home, we are talking to Nathan Cano, I believe. Nathan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Nathan, thanks for taking the time to join us. We've been talking to other agents, other top agents in markets from around the country. Can you please tell our listeners what market do you serve?
Yeah, I specialize in Vancouver, Washington, which is right next to Portland, Oregon. I also work the Portland, Oregon market as well.
Okay, great. So that gives us some perspective just from some neighbors down the street. So that works out perfect. Well, we've been talking with some of our guests, and one of the things that we've been asking them in all the different markets is, what is the biggest change that you've seen in your market over the last 2 years, if any, or how have you guys been affected over there?
Well, there's been a lot of changes in the last 2 years in our market. The biggest is probably the increase in the number of distressed property owners. There's more people than ever that are losing their homes, and that's led to a flood of inventory and declining in pricing. Short sales have become more of the norm. It's a pretty standard procedure in our market.
That's really interesting, because we heard from, you know, different agents, especially it sounds like this is very similar to like the Tucson Phoenix market. The agent down there was telling us that they were experiencing the same thing. You know, being that close to us here in the Tri-Cities, I still think we haven't felt that. We've had such a great market here, but that's definitely a big change. Now, as you've gone through that now, where are you guys at now, and kind of where do you see your market in Vancouver headed in the next year?
Well, right now is a great time for us. The tax credit has had a big impact on our market.
Okay.
The problem we have is we have almost 15% unemployment down here.
Mm. Oh, that's huge.
Yeah.
So what I'm forecasting for the remainder of the year are more and more foreclosures coming on board.
Okay.
I'm going to hope that the banks are going to continue to streamline their processes and start to pre-approve these short sales.
You know, that's funny. We were just talking about that before you came on, how that's been such an issue with getting people to hold into deals. It sounds like it's really affected you and your market, though.
Oh, it's affected us tremendously, because what's happening is that with the banks not pre-approving the short sales, it's kind of a guessing game on what they'll approve. So real estate agents are listing properties for sale at non-approved prices that are significantly below anything that the bank's willing to accept. So it's making it hard on traditional sellers to compete, even though these prices are not approved. So hopefully by the banks coming on and pre-approving the price ahead of time, we can create some stability in the market. We can say, okay, these are the values of the properties. And then we can start a recovery.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So it sounds like we are lagging just a little bit behind. You know, a lot of people have kind of said the trends start in the South and California, and then we're a little bit behind here and kind of work its way up the coast. So unfortunately, it sounds like you're still kind of right in the depths of that right now in Vancouver. With that being said, you know, in every market, I do always feel that there's a buy somewhere. What do you think is the best buy in your market right now, or where are you seeing folks probably that you feel making best use of their dollars in your market right now?
Well, it's by far the starter home.
Okay.
Prices have fallen significantly, so you're able to get into a house now as a first-time home buyer or move-up, move-down buyer for as little as $5,000 or $6,000. You can have a payment, in most cases, that's less than what you were paying for rent before.
Hmm.
And in addition, the majority of the buyers are qualifying for the government tax credit.
Okay, so, I mean, it's crazy. It sounds like where your market had gone through the hype and up, it's almost like price-wise, it might have normalized back to similar to what we probably are like here in the Tri-Cities now.
And I don't know your market too well, but I would definitely say that we're much more in a neutral market.
Yep.
Than a declining market.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. So we've been talking to Nathan Cano, serving both the Portland and Vancouver markets, just a short drive from us in the Tri-Cities. Nathan, if any of our listeners here in Tri-Cities have any questions about your market or we're possibly moving over there, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you or your office?
Well, one of two ways. You can give me a call at 360-909-4344, or you can reach me via email, and it's Nathan@ConoRealEstate.com, and that's CANO.
Okay, that sounds great. And if any of the listeners have missed any of the contact info for the guests we've had on today, they can go ahead and give me a call or shoot over to my website at kenmoreteam.com. Well, Nathan, I know you're busy and the other agents are very busy. Like I have the other agents, I really just want to thank you for taking the time to give us an education piece about your market and let us know what kind of perspective we can look at for the rest of the country. So appreciate you having on and taking the time to be on, and we wish you the best of luck in the rest of this year.
Great. Thank you, Lance.
Thank you very much, sir, and thanks for joining us on the show today. And, of course, kind of an interesting point that he mentioned. One of the first things, Lance, that jumped out at me was the unemployment rate.
Yeah.
And that's something that I think figures into it. I don't know exactly where we're at, but I know we're, at least 6, 7, 8 points well below that.
Yeah, definitely.
Here in the Tri-Cities in Washington.
It was interesting, of all the agents we talked to today, mm-hmm. we hadn't had a single one mention that or get close. Every agent we've talked to has brought such a different perspective mm-hmm. on their markets and what they're looking at. But obviously, that unemployment rate, I had no idea, is a huge factor in their market. So there's always different things to look at and different things to consider. And once again, I appreciate all the guests we've had on today. It's been an exciting show. A different show, and we look forward to next week's show and getting back to a little more local information here.
Kind of makes you appreciate the market even all the more, doesn't it?
It's given me great perspective today. we are in a great position here.
Absolutely.
Well, sounds great. Well, thanks again, folks, for joining us on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update
right here on News Talk 870.